It's officially spring. Number of families may plot road trips when school break comes. Randy Olson is a PhD candidate at Michigan State and a self-proclaimed data tinkerer. He believes he's devised a route that could allow a family to hit a landmark in each of the lower 48 states, from Grand Canyon, Arizona, to the Gateway Arch in St. Louis, to the Statue of Liberty and beyond, with just 9 days of driving, but no time sleeping or using the restroom. Start planning now. Mr. Olson joins us from Michigan State University. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So how long would this trip take?
Approximately about 9.33 days if you drove nonstop.
Yeah, but that's not stopping to eat, use the bathroom, sleep, shower.
Yeah.
Imagine that car, you know, like even 2 days into a trip like that.
I'd imagine it'd be pretty smelly by that point.
So how did you plot this optimal route?
Yeah, so plotting the route sort of started by picking where exactly we wanted to go. Mm-hmm. So we sort of sat down and we actually spent a few days, you know, setting out some criteria. So once we chose 50 stops around the U.S., that's when the algorithm kicked in.
All right. I understand landmarks you have listed like, Statue of Liberty or Lincoln's home in Springfield, Illinois, or Taliesin, Frank Lloyd Wright's home in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
C.W. Parker Carousel Museum in Kansas?
Yeah, so basically we were using this criteria that we came to at the beginning of the project, which was we had to hit at least one spot in each state. It had to be a national natural landmark or a historic site or something like that. And so when we took these lists of the landmarks in each state, we then sort of relied on TripAdvisor to tell us, well, where's a good spot that would be family friendly and so on.
Okay. Now, does this also explain, for example, why in Illinois, it's Lincoln's home in Springfield, which is a great place to see, but not any of the architectural marvels in Chicago, because that way you don't get caught up in traffic or have to go that far north?
Exactly. I mean, we weren't particularly trying to avoid big cities, but we were trying to sort of get a nice mix of the countryside and big cities throughout the trip.
Mm-hmm. Let me try and put this nicely. Does the algorithm you develop have any use other than this utterly ridiculous trip you've plotted?
Absolutely it does.
All right,
so, I mean, I followed up on this trip with sort of other road trips, you know, road trips hitting major cities in the U.S., road trips hitting major sites in Europe. I've also started using it when you're walking around a city as a tourist and trying to hit all the hot spots there. And also, actually last month, I used a very similar algorithm, strangely enough, to solve the Where's Waldo children's book as well.
What do you mean you solved Where's Waldo?
Well, so the trouble of the Where's Waldo...
Hold on for a moment. I want to tell my daughters, don't listen. Go ahead.
Yeah, cover their ears, please. So basically, the goal of Where's Waldo is you're trying to find a guy that's always wearing the same clothes. You know, it's red and white stripes and beanie hat and everything. And I remember as a kid, I'd spent hours poring over this book trying to find Waldo, you know. And, oh, my gosh, where is he? And so I finally decided, well, you know what? Now, as a PhD student, I can actually analyze this and sort of find the optimal route to look through the page to find Waldo.
This is your revenge on Waldo, isn't it?
Exactly.
Randy Olson, a PhD candidate at Michigan State University, researching artificial intelligence. Thanks so much for being with us.
Great chatting with you.